When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, my friends. It's Wednesday today, so that means it's time for our meditation practice of the week. Now, since our theme and intention for the week is to feel our feelings and to, if we can, practice some emotional release practices, I want to take a moment in our practice today to sort of open the door for you to be able to go into something that might feel more like emotional release than a regular seated, quiet, still meditation practice would. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning, and I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So you can think of this practice as a beginning of something if you like. It can be a beginning with an end. It's up to you. But just really move with your intuition here and stay open to the fact that this practice might take you somewhere really, really beautiful inside. So just sitting the way you are, you know, all we're looking for to begin really is comfort. So make sure that you can actually relax into your body, that you don't have to hold yourself up in a way that doesn't feel good. Just leaning into something that's a little closer to comfort right now. And your eyes can close if that feels good. And just start to slow down your breath a little bit. We already opened this door a little bit yesterday as we were contemplating which feeling is the closest right now to us, which feeling is asking to be felt and processed. But today is a new day, and chances are whatever big feeling you were sitting with yesterday maybe isn't the same big feeling that's visiting you here in this moment. So as you slow down your breath, as you begin to quiet your mind, you can place a hand to your heart and really feel into your heart space here. What is the feeling that is most present for you in this moment? So not the feeling that is sort of the overarching feeling overall in your life or in this week, but really get very granular with this, very, very, very present with the now. Which feeling is asking to be felt? The very surface of the heart, there is an emotion there that's fluttering and stirring a little bit, wanting some space, needing some space here to expand and move and be felt. What is that feeling?
And if you like, you can say it out loud. Is this feeling something like sadness, perhaps? Does it feel like overwhelm, tiredness, excitement, nervousness, happiness? Do you feel numb, angry, grateful, calm? Find what this feeling actually is and take a real deep breath and speak that feeling out loud. And then as you're really holding this feeling here, so remember, we're not trying to fix this feeling that's visiting you in this moment doesn't mean that anything is wrong. There's nothing inherently bad or good about this feeling. It's just a feeling. And all it's asking for right now is a little bit of your attention. So breathe those deep, slow breaths. Acknowledge which feeling is so present in your heart right now. And then give it a little bit of space. Take some deeper breaths. You can envision this feeling expanding from that little corner in your heart. Let it take up some more space right across your chest. And if you were to begin to move your body a little bit right now, just a little bit, just a touch, in which way could you move your body right now that would actually align you closer with this feeling? What is something you can shift in your body to help you become more like this feeling? If this feeling had a shape, what would that shape be? Now, there's no wrong way to do this. Let's just explore a little bit. So perhaps you want to come to a stand. You want to stand up right now. Maybe this feeling is expansive and you want to reach your arms up and out and just start to move a little bit across the room. Or maybe this feeling feels more like something that's contracting. Perhaps you want to pull your knees into your chest and just wrap your arms around yourself and make yourself really small. Maybe this feeling feels more like bursts of energy and you want to flick your arms out to the sides or shake your hands loose or maybe punch something or kick something. Maybe there's a pillow or the side of your couch or a mattress or something close by where you can start to use your hands, your arms, your legs, your feet. Just begin embodying this feeling. And these can be very gentle little movements. They can be big and intense, but keep moving. Continue moving the body, whether it's making yourself small or making yourself big. So moving in a way that really represents what this feeling actually feels like to you. And as I said, no wrong way to go about this. So do something totally unconventional with your body right now. Let your body, let your intuition guide you. What's a kind of movement here that really allows for this feeling to be felt? And if you like, you can use your voice here as well. So if anger is here, if resentment is here, say that out loud. I am so angry right now. What are you angry at? Who are you angry at? Is there something you want to say that you want to speak out loud that you haven't been able to speak? Speak it now. If you're feeling sad or low or tired, speak that out loud. What is it that's happening right now in your body, in your heart? What is it that's moving? Are there words you can put to this feeling to help that feeling move through you? Use your voice. And sometimes here, maybe tears want to fall. Maybe there's something really loud that wants to come through. Maybe a little shout or a little yell. If you're feeling excited and happy, perhaps you want to sing or laugh. Go about it your way. Just take up some more space and let this feeling move through your body. Take your time. Now, as I said, this is just the beginning of this practice. So if you're feeling this feeling now, I want you to give yourself 10 more minutes doing exactly what you're doing, letting that feeling come through and out. And if you're in a space where there's people around you, this can be something that you're embodying in a more quiet way as well. Do this practice energetically. Feel the feeling and let that feeling come out and through. There's nothing to be ashamed of here. There's nothing that's wrong. You can't go about this the wrong way. Just let that feeling meet you. You are doing a beautiful, beautiful job at showing up for yourself right now. So take 10 minutes right now. Go even deeper. Maybe play some music if you like, if you have the ability to. And just shake and move that feeling through a little bit. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice. It's a really important one, and you're just getting started. I'll see you tomorrow.